理课堂听 class.com。
The Baudelaires looked out the window and saw that Hector was right. The tree was merely an enormous shadow, blurry around the edges where the birds were roosting. The children knew that a climb in such darkness would indeed be a wild goose chase, a phrase which here means unlikely to reveal the quagmire triplet's location. Klaus and Sunny looked at their sister, hoping that she could invent a solution, and were relieved to hear she had thought of something before she could even tie her hair back in a ribbon. "We could climb with flashlights," Violet said. "If you have some tin foil, an old broom handle, and 3 rubber bands, I can make a flashlight myself in 10 minutes." Hector shook his head. "Flashlights would only disturb the crows," he said. "If someone woke you up in the middle of the night and shone a light in your face, you would be very annoyed, and you don't want to be surrounded by thousands of annoyed crows. It's better to wait until morning, when the crows have migrated uptown." "We can't wait until morning," Klaus said. "We can't wait another second. The last time we found them, we left them alone for a few minutes, and then they were gone again."
"Allo, move!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant Olaf could move them at any time.
"Well, he can't move them now," Hector pointed out. "It would be just as difficult for him to climb the tree."
"We have to do something," Violet insisted. "This poem isn't just a couplet. It's a cry for help. Isadora herself says, only you can end our fear. Our friends are frightened, and it's up to us to rescue them."
Hector took some oven mitts out of the pocket of his overalls and used them to take the enchiladas out of the oven.
"I'll tell you what," he said. "It's a nice evening, and our chicken enchiladas are done. We can sit out on the porch and eat our dinner and keep an eye on Nevermore Tree. This area is so flat that even at night you can see for quite a distance, and if Count Olaf approaches, or anybody else for that matter, we'll see him coming."
"But Count Olaf might perform his treachery after dinner," Klaus said. "The only way to make sure that nobody approaches the tree is to watch the tree all night."
"We can take turns sleeping," Violet said, "so that one of us is always awake to keep watch."
Hector started to shake his head, but then stopped and looked at the children.
"Normally, I don't approve of children staying up late," he said finally, "unless they are reading a very good book, seeing a wonderful movie, or attending a dinner party with fascinating guests. But this time, I suppose we can make an exception. I'll probably fall asleep, but you three can keep watch all night if you wish. Just please don't try to climb Nevermore Tree in the dark. I understand how frustrated you are, and I know that the only thing we can do is wait until morning."
The Baudelaires looked at one another and sighed. They were so anxious about the quagmires that they wanted to run right out and climb Nevermore Tree, but they knew in their hearts that Hector was right.
"I guess you're right, Hector," Violet said. "We can wait until morning."
"It's the only thing we can do," Klaus agreed.
"Contraire,"
Sunny said, and held up her arm so that Klaus could pick her up. She meant something along the lines of, "I can think of something else we can do. Hold me up to the window latch." And her brother did so. Sunny's tiny fingers undid the latch of the window and pushed it open, letting in the cool evening air and the muttering sound of the crows. Then she leaned forward as far as she could and stuck her head out into the night.
"Bark!"
she cried out as loudly as she could.
"Bark!"
There are many expressions to describe someone who is going about something in the wrong way. Making a mistake is one way to describe this situation. Screwing up is another, although it is a bit rude. And attempting to rescue Lemony Snicket by writing letters to a congressman instead of digging an escape tunnel is a third way, although it is a bit too specific. But Sunny calling out,
"Bark!"
brings to mind an expression that, sadly enough, describes the situation perfectly.